Hello, everybody. This is Carla coming to you on a quiet evening watching the sunset. Of course, you know that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I would like all of you to remember those women that you might have lost in your family or friends, loved ones that you may know that you lost to breast cancer. Breast cancer happens to run in my family. My grandmother on my mother's side had breast cancer, but no one knew that she had breast cancer. And I find that as women, there are things like that that we need to know so that we can be aware of how to take care of our own bodies. There are so many symptoms and other diagnoses that mirror other symptoms and other diagnoses, like thyroid disease. The symptoms of thyroid are very similar to, let's say, someone who's going through menopause, because there's fatigue, there are night sweats, there are changes in appetite and things of that nature. So sometimes we just need the women in our family to be transparent and open and allow us as their daughters, as their sisters, to be privy to the information that they may know that could, one, save our lives and our own daughter's life. Too often we kind of wonder how breast cancer comes about. We wonder if it's environmental. We wonder if it is genetic or hereditary, which we have been told can't be the case. But we have to also consider all the other things that might contribute to breast cancer. One of them being the products we might use. We don't realize that our bodies, our skin, is a huge sponge. It absorbs everything. It's the largest organ of the body. And everything we put on our skin is absorbed. In my clinical practice, I like to say, it shouldn't be on your body unless you can eat it. And I feel like if you can't pronounce the ingredients of any particular product that you might be using on your body, it shouldn't be on it. So we're talking about deodorant. We're talking about lotion. We're talking about face cream and toothpaste, you know. And we're also considering the things that we put inside of our bodies. Different birth control, contraception. We also have to be mindful of the side effects and the chemicals that are released throughout our bodies when we take these medications as well, or any medication. IUDs, Norplant, Depo-Provera. There's so many things that we are told are safe, and at the end of the day, we find out that they're not safe. And they're killing our bodies. So we need to be very mindful of the things that we put on our bodies and the things that we take in our bodies. And I feel like it's not too late. Some of us who are of a certain age, you know, feel like, you know, it's too late to start taking care of myself or not using this particular product or not doing this because it's a habit for us. This is what we're accustomed to doing. But any type of precaution or modifications in our lifestyle, to how we eat, to how we live, to how we move, can make a difference. So during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which for women, I think we're always aware of our breast cancer health and our womb health. Try to do one thing during the month that changes, one, how you view your body, how you view your breasts, how you view and care for your womb health. It's all connected. I like to tell my clients who come into my office, majority of them are women. And I always say to them, I believe in breast massage, I believe in womb massage, and I believe in self-massage of your feet. And they find it really interesting when I say that. I'm like, look, your breasts, your womb, your feet, they're yours. You don't have to necessarily wait for someone to massage them for you. After a shower, choose an amazing carrier oil that you like. You know, whether it be sweet almond oil or jojoba or coconut oil. There are a couple of essential oils that I really love that I feel are particularly for us girls. Clary sage mixed with lavender. Yarrow. There's a few. Rose. You can mix it with your favorite carrier oil. And at night after your shower, massage your own breasts. We should be self-checking and examining our breasts anyway. But I find that it is a great way to do a self-examination check for your breasts, but also to just be in touch with your own body. So massage your breast after your shower. And then after you finish with your breast, move down to your belly. Move down to your womb and again, using your favorite essential oil and carrier oil, massage your belly. That brings circulation and warmth to your center. And then after you're done doing that, put something warm across it, you know, just to be comfortable. But before you do that, you know, go to your feet. And massage your feet with your favorite, again, essential oil. Maybe try something like peppermint or something warm for your feet, and massage your feet or roll your feet out on golf balls or something like that. But massage your own feet. Put on some warm socks if that's what you like to do. And then get comfortable and inhale another essential oil, something like rosemary. I find is very peaceful and very soothing to my spirit, or basil. And then relax. But Breast Cancer Awareness Month is particularly special to me because there's so many phenomenal women in my life who are breast cancer survivors, who decided to, have the procedure of mastectomies to preserve and maintain their life. I've worked with breast cancer survivors in my practice, watching them go through intense pain and healing after, mastectomies. I'm tired of seeing women suffer from something that we don't quite understand. We're not quite sure why it happens and how come no one has really found a cure for it. It kind of makes you wonder if it's a money-making kind of thing, or are we really trying to find a cure for it? What can we do as women to keep it from happening to us? Because we're also finding that women who don't have a genetic predisposition for it are being diagnosed with breast cancer. So I just want to encourage all of you today to not only talk about October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month just in October, but as it relates to your own health and wellness and the women around you and some men. It's every month. It's an everyday struggle for people who have gone through this trial or diagnosis, or watch their family die daily, because of this disease. So there's something I want to leave you with from a friend who didn't pass away from breast cancer. She actually passed away from ovarian cancer. But one of the beautiful things that she said and that she shared with us was, live purposefully, love prayerfully, live powerfully, and reframe your thinking. Time is precious. Don't ever wonder, why is this happening to me? But why is this happening for me? How can I help someone? And I thought that it was really profound that even though this amazing spirit was dying because of the cancer that had decided to take space in her body, she was still focused on bringing light and love and happiness and joy to the people around her, and was still wanting to help in the best way that she could. When I was thinking about what I wanted to say on, this podcast tonight, I was driving in my car, and I remember coming from her life celebration and writing these very words that I read to you just now. And I stuck it in my car, in my sun visor, and I just looked up into the sun visor while I was driving, and I found it. And that is what gave me the idea to come and talk to you tonight, because of those words that she left us with. And I think that is something that not only lives through me, but it's something that she left us with that I really do try and do all the time, like to live with intention, to move with intention, to speak life into people, to be positive, even in the midst of everything that's going on right now. And with everything that's going on right now, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month might get lost in the shuffle, but I can't allow it to get lost in the shuffle because there are too many women, too many of my soul sisters in my life who have been touched by it. So I just want to remind you of this month. Get involved in some kind of way that you can with a breast cancer support group. If you can do the breast cancer walk, the Komen walk, that'd be great. Smilo here in Connecticut, Cancer Institute is probably doing a few events this month as well in honor of October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you know someone who is struggling with this disease at this moment and you are still able to reach out and call that person and let them know how much you care and you're thinking about them, I know it's not necessarily advised to go and visit someone because they are compromised, but to send a note, to send flowers, to reach out to them in another way, a call perhaps, can really raise their spirits. I have my nails painted pink and I will do that for the rest of October. It's a color that I don't necessarily like, but the color pink that I chose is actually really pretty. So that's just what I wanted to leave you with. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Love your body. Love your breasts. Take care of them. Even though you can buy new ones, but let's take care of the ones that we already have. Thanks for listening. This is Sexual Health and Happiness. The Spot. Be well.